You're listening to New Order Online Radio on NewOrderOnline.com.
Bienvenue.
Bienvenidos.
Welcome to New Order Online Radio, the show brings you the past and present of the Community Project. Cover versions of New Order and Joy Division songs, along with original music and artists' interviews, here on NewOrderOnline.com. So stay tuned.
Bonjour tout le monde et bienvenue à New Order Online Radio. Ce soir, nous avons l'épisode numéro 42 de la série spéciale sur Community 2. Et nous sommes le 21 avril 2006. Okay, who am I kidding? Of course, I was teasing you. Hello everyone and welcome to New Order Online Radio. This is episode 42 of the Community 2 special edition of New Order Online Radio. And tonight we are April 21st, 2006. And tonight we have two bands facing each other, which are two bands from, one from Ireland, which is called Sonic Weather Front, and they covered Disorder, a Joy Division song, and the second one is Boy Slurf. Seriously, I have actually no idea how to pronounce it in English, I'm sorry, so it's Boy Slurf from London, UK, who covers A Means to an End, another Joy Division song, and it will be quite a short podcast tonight because we don't have any original song from both artists, and one participated into Community 1, so we have his cover, and the other submitted an interview, so it will be a little less longer than the other podcast you might have listened to. Okay, so we'll start right away with Sonic Weather Front, which are from Ireland, and they are actually three members, which is Rachel, Ging, and the Cowboy, and they did a cover of Disorder, and they formed their band especially for Community 2, so this is their first effort, and we'll listen first to Joy Division and Disorder, then we'll listen at a bit of an interview with Sonic Weather Front, and then their cover of Disorder on New Order Online Radio.
We'll be right back.
told, then you know. Till the spirit, new sensation takes hold, then you know. Till the spirit, new sensation takes hold, then you know. I've got the spirit, but lose the feeling. I've got the spirit, but lose the feeling. Feeling, 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 feeling.
So I guess we'll just start by introducing ourselves. I'm Ging. I've been writing the music for this particular cover and was approached by Rachel.
Hi. Hi there.
This little project kind of only started, I suppose, basically some maybe 3 weeks ago.
I was very excited about the composition.
Going with the questions that you've asked us there, why did you choose the song you did? Well, I guess that's really your department initially, anyway. Even although, like, when I first heard Disorder, I was totally sold on it. And why had you chosen that initially? But
I always loved that song. It had I think three main things really. It was the vocal. It was Ian Curtis's iconic voice and how he rips through the song. How he just the emotion in his voice and how he conveys it. It's like he's round the corner, he's still alive. I think as well, just there was a whole load of effects in there that I thought were amazing. Sort of prototypical electro and digital effects that just sound as good now, I think, as possibly they did then. And it's the guitar.
Absolutely. It is very otherworldly, and certainly the playing is what I love, and what I've also loved about Joy Division is that they're a very loose band in some respects, in the sense that their playing is very loose, but it works. If you listen to the bass line there, like throughout the tune, like there's stuff that goes on that you know shouldn't work, and you know, if you're a purist, you'd probably be up in arms about it, but it does. It sounds brilliant. So it's one of those tunes that kind of shouldn't work but does, and that's what makes it so exciting. And his delivery is so deadpan, is kind of the initially anyway, up until the finale, but that clash of the two, like we've got the energy and the deadpan delivery, makes that song very, very interesting, and is a joy to cover, really.
How about our take on the song and what we feel its strengths are?
Well, when I first heard that beat, I thought, right, grand. The 808, I'll come back to that later, but like that electro buzz would be great. It'd be great to do it like a dance electro treatment on it, and that's what I was really going for. That kind of, you know, this will sound fucking amazing as an up-to-date dance track. It's a remix for 2006 via the 80s. That's the best way I'd describe it.
It's an update. It's like putting the song from one time into now, into the present. And
yeah, I think it was very important that we retained that energy, because that deadpan vocal, it kind of suggested to me just immediately, kind of again, like that electro route of taking very deadpan vocals and bringing it into now, you know.
Also, I think in the lyrics themselves, which are, you know, they're just very iconic too, and they're very interesting, but there is that sort of thread going through it of disorder and a kind of an electrical disorder. That comes out in the song, in the remix, I think.
The guitar, actually, there's somebody who's noteworthy absent, who actually contributed to the track, Steve, our guitar player, who can't be with us, unfortunately, for the interview, but nonetheless, give him his props. His playing was just really lended itself to the whole vibe, and we kind of worked there to get a sound that was crunchy and dirty, but still kind of had an electronic edge to it as well, you know, so that was something we were really looking for, and I think we achieved that. So yeah, I think
we didn't want to make it too happy. That has to be, it wasn't an idea to make it a happy, joyous little track at all. Wanted to keep its original interesting mix, I think, interesting feel between, well, being quite melancholic but also being quite a dance track as well.
I had a great ball working at it, and
loved doing it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're listening to Community 2 on NordicOnline.com.
I
It's a bit more of a techie question. What sort of equipment did you use? Well, we did all sorts there. Actually, Steve isn't here to tell me what guitar he used, but he used a Boss pedal, an old kind of 4-in-1 effects pedal, Unish, which was very, very good, very nice chorus effects that we put on it, and a nice little crunchy distortion to it. Almost the cheaper the better in these kind of instances. And we got a great find, again, thanks to Steve, of the CS-01, this Yamaha synth, early 80s synth that was released by Yamaha. You can pick it up and get these incredible analog sounds, analog digital sounds out of it, and it sounds superb, it sounds really good. And also, the 808, ubiquitous in the 80s, that features very prominently in that track. Logic and a couple of plugins and a keyboard there, the Trinity keyboard, again, for its wealth of noises and some really good analog noises as well, just like to give it that 80s vibe. That pretty much is it.
I suppose we used a kettle as well to make the tea.
That's right, that certainly came
very
in.
Important.
Yeah, very, very important indeed. But yeah, no, I think we've all enjoyed it. Everybody involved has really enjoyed the opportunity to actually be able to supply you with a cover of Disorders, which we hope has achieved what it set out to achieve, and I think we're very happy with the results all around, so we hope you enjoy it too.
So that was Sonic Warefront from Ireland and their cover version of Disorder, one of their early Joy Division songs. If you enjoy this track, don't forget you can vote for them at community.neworldonline.com, and you can also visit their profile page and leave a comment on that song. Actually, that song won the Disorder face-off we had earlier, so you might already have left a comment, but please go ahead and leave one if you didn't. The artists really appreciate it, so thank you very much. Okay, next, so we move to London, UK, where we meet Boyslurf. Boyslurf actually entered a song in the first community competition, and that song almost made it to the album. That song is Earth from New Order. So we'll listen to that a little later, but we'll listen first to the original version of A Means to an End from Joy Division, then we'll listen to the cover that Boyslurf did of Earth, and then the cover of A Means to an End. And that will be it, because we don't have any interview from Boyslurf. But once again, we'll meet later. So here we go, Joy Division and A Means to an End. Was Earth by Boyslip, and now let's listen to his cover of A Means to an End on Nord Online Radio.
You're listening to Meaning 2 on NordOnline.com.
So that's it for tonight. You just heard Boisluf and A Means to an End. If you enjoyed this track, don't forget you can go to community.neworldonline.com and vote for it and comment it on the artist profile. And the first song you heard tonight was Sonic Weather Front with Disorder. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast and I'll see you later. Take care.
And this concludes tonight's community special on Nerd Online Radio. See you all next time.